Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage of CUNY Mutual Group's Discovery 2020. And in this clip, we have CMFG Ventures' Sam Doss talking about, ever since COVID hit, there's been a massive paradigm shift. And as a result of the pandemic, we're going to be going through a massive paradigm shift. And Sam explains what he means in this clip. So check it out.
Where we're heading towards is a bit of a paradigm shift in how we are going to foresee, you know, building out these types of tools that we'll need to survive. But, you're reading in the news today, every day, a new bank or credit union is coming out with huge losses, just given the fact that, you know, they're feeling the impact of, members losing their jobs, high unemployment, higher loan defaults. It's going to be a struggle to make every last dollar count in this type of economy. And if you don't have the infrastructure to, access new channels for for the new business opportunities that you foresee, making sure that you're running the necessary fraud and analytics on your business to, prevent further losses, it's going to be critical. And, even though traditional financial services, I believe has been officially disrupted, kind of that next iteration, that next frontier that we're really looking at is disruption of legacy financial technology, which seems controversial in itself. But if you think about it, there is a whole industry of technology providers that credit unions have been dependent on for decades now. That doesn't really affect the end member per se, but it does affect their ability to, provide the solutions that their members need in a timely fashion. And if they can't access that infrastructure quickly to evolve quickly, they're going to be left without meeting those members' needs.
Yeah, and also think about it from the employee standpoint. So let me just give you an example. So they're, in the loan department in the credit union, you have staffing who's doing lien releases, mortgage releases, very, fraud collection. These are very, very step-by-step processes. Well, with technology, with digitized like robotic process automation, like even claim processing, I mean, you can automate those. So then what happens to those segments of the, this is the big topic when it comes to AI, machine learning, any of these digital technology that at the heart of it, you wrestle with that. How do you embrace that, but do that in a way where your employees, your both from an external as well as internal part, is able to embrace it, whether skill development or bringing it into other parts that they provide that experiential. I just think it's a little controversial topic what we are talking, but if you inject some of that lens, I think it might be interesting.
I think history has taught us that, even with the advancement of technology, it doesn't mean the job force goes away. We don't turn into the Jetsons overnight, right? We're not just pushing a button and everything's automated for us. That's not how it ultimately works. And at the end of the day, what we want to do is get to a point where the organizations can grow and be more productive and serve members in the way that they have been, but also in new ways. And so there's more opportunity that the technologies will actually present itself.
Thank you very much for that information, Sam, and stay tuned for more Discovery 2020 coverage here on CU Broadcast.